Leon Jazz on 3. 1, 2, 3. Leon Jazz. It's the All Giants episode, Lou. It's the All Giants episode.
Yes.
Yes.
The Giants episode.
An All Giants.
What about that team that they're playing?
The Green Bay Packers, eh?
Yes. It's going to be an outstanding game. Probably one of the better NFL games of the season.
Yes, sir. And
the first time they played wasn't too shabby.
That is right. And was it this season that they played?
Sure.
And they lost that game?
Yes, they did.
I see.
Yes, they've been studying the Kansas City game films.
Mm-hmm.
I think they got it down.
Well, it should be a barn burner at the frozen tundra, Lou.
Yes, it's a 3 o'clock start.
Yes.
Plumber Mike, Detroit Mike, will be underwriting the table of meat.
He will be underwriting it. What will he be putting on there?
Whatever I buy.
I see. So he's... is he taking grilling... is he going to be grilling or what?
Spit it out.
I don't know what I'm saying, Lou. It got me confused.
Where have you been today, Kamish?
Well, what did I do today?
Did you mutiny already today?
Yeah.
So, Kamish, what do you think about the game? Who's going to win?
Well, I'm going to pick the Giants because I hope they win. I don't want to see the Packers go anywhere.
Okay. I would really like to see the Giants in San Francisco go to the NFC Championship.
That would be very interesting. And speaking of which, Lou, last week you only picked one correct on playoff.
I picked the right one, Kamish.
That's right. But you're... It speaks of your prognostication skills. So let's go over the other matchups. Of course, Broncos, Patriots, Lou.
Broncos, Patriots.
Texans and Ravens.
Texans.
And then finally, the Saints and the 49ers.
The 49ers.
All right. You think the 49ers are going to beat the Saints?
No.
What?
I think I want them to. It's kind of like you going for the Giants over Green Bay.
Very good. Okay. I like that. I like a nice emotional pick like that, Lou.
Yes. It's all emotion.
So, Lou, why did the Giants name themselves the Giants when there was already a baseball team in New York called the Giants?
Who was first?
I believe the baseball team.
You know what? Maybe they wanted to be an all-New York thing.
I guess.
You got your New York Giants. You got your New York baseball Giants.
Was there a New York
football Giants?
I think there was a New York football Yankees, too, if I'm not mistaken.
No.
The early days of pro ball?
No. With the oncoming of the Girl Scout League, the AFL.
I remember, too, that... that the reason the Bears are named the Bears is because of the Cubs.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, because, he was coming...
George would have had more style than that.
Yeah, it was the Decatur Staleys, and then he came in and came to Chicago and thought, well, they have the Cubs, let's have the Bears.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Very interesting part of history there, listeners. I hope you're absorbing all of this font of knowledge coming from the Kamish and his open almanac on the other side over there.
Actually, Wikipedia, right before I talk to you, Lou.
Ah, of course.
Now, are they back to wearing the NY helmets?
That they did the other day.
Okay. Not the Giants helmets that they had before.
Right. Okay. I think depending on what they do, they switched it up this year, depending on old uniform, new uniform.
Well, Lou, when we're doing an All-Giants episode, I have to do my research. So that's why I'm peppering you with these questions. And, of course, Let's see. What,
I'm not really giving you any answers. I do no research.
It's all art, Lou. It's all art.
To find out what it is.
All right, Lou. So let's get to your question of the week. Who is your favorite player, Lou, on the New York baseball Giants, and why?
That would have to be Stan Petrowski. Stan Petrowski was a second-generation immigrant from Warsaw that never, ever picked up a baseball until he got into the United States at the age of 17.
Okay.
And
when did he play for the New York baseball Giants?
From the years when he was 19 to 23.
All right.
And he turned out to be a catcher because he really had no fielding experience, and that was the easiest position for him to play.
All right.
And in his 3 years in the baseball, only five people stole on him. He had a rocket. Rocket Stan Petrowski.
And you accuse me of reading from an encyclopedia, sir.
Well, hey.
Give us your catchphrase out, and we'll see everybody at the Mutiny 3 o'clock on Sunday for the New York Football Giants versus the Green Bay Packers. Lou?
Have an outstanding week, folks.
Go Bears! This is the commish inviting you to tune into Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Giant Awakening Service. If you have something big to be woken up, see Lou at the Mutiny, 2428 Northwestern Avenue in Chicago. Tell him Lou awaits you!